This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now about what might be called the innovator's dilemma. You invent something, you build a company around it, you go public to great fanfare, and then somebody bigger and stronger comes in and does the same doggone thing. Today's loser in that category, Snap. In its very first quarterly profit report as a public company last night after the bell, well, not only does the parent company of Snapchat not have any profits, but it doesn't have enough users either. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth explains what's going on.
I reached out to the foremost Snapchat expert I know.
Hi.
My niece, Dea Verghese. She's 25 and she loves Snap. Nobody calls it Snapchat. But she says her friends are bailing.
Most people have moved to Instagram stories. I have some, like, best friends that don't even look at my Snap stories anymore because they just never use it.
That's exactly what Wall Street wonders. Is Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, beating Snap at its own game? Snap did add 8 million new users this quarter, but that's a million below what analysts expected.
Snap is not in a great position to grow. I don't know how it's going to grow.
Peter Cohen at Babson College says Snapchat's features were once new and exciting. Who doesn't want dog ears on their selfie? But the competition has now copied Snap's whole story thing.
Facebook has 200 million daily users of Instagram stories, which is beating Snapchat's popular function.
Snap has 166 million, even though they invented stories. Analyst Dennis Gartman says Instagram and Facebook already have the users Snapchat wants. To him, Snap looks like an acquisition target, even though Snap rejected Facebook's offer in 2013.
Google and Facebook are like two large monsters that seem to be able to gobble up almost everything in their path, and my bet is that the same thing happens here.
But JMP analyst Ron Josey says the copycats just help more potential users understand what Snapchat is. If Snap doesn't add users fast, he sees another path.
Can they continue to drive even more engagement with the users that they have? We think they can.
More highly engaged users could help Snap sell ads at higher rates. That means getting Snap fans like my niece to post 10 times a day instead of 5. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.